For those of you who listen on a regular basis, you will know that we have devoted a number of broadcasts to the names that belong to every Christian. To me, it's thrilling to see how God has provided for us many, many names that we can use to identify ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. He gives us, who are Christians, those of us who are in Christ, the honor, the dignity of calling ourselves Christians, those who are Christ-like, by virtue of having been born again into His holy family. Not only so, He says we're His children, we're sons, we're His heirs, we are disciples, we are believers, and from 2 Timothy chapter 2, we read that we are also soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're in the army of the Lord. And I want to ask you today, friend of mine, a question. Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb, and shall I fear to own His cause or blush to speak His name? What about it? How can you answer that? Are you a soldier indeed? You remember in history there have always been the battle cries. Years and years ago, a battle cry that caused many soldiers to rise up and fight was "Remember the Alamo." And then another time, "Remember the Maine." And even in more recent days, "Remember Pearl Harbor." But for the Christian, Paul to Timothy tells us that our battle cry is "Remember Jesus Christ." And as we remember Him, who He is, what He did, how He as a mighty soldier went to the cross, and there He conquered sin, having paid the price, that those of us who were willing to admit our guilt and our need and declare ourselves before a holy God, a rebel, without hope, and surrender to Him, He says, "I'll give you eternal life." But let's look for just a moment at another description or name that belongs to every one of us, and read it from 2 Timothy 2 and verse 5. "If a man also strive for mastery, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully." Here we have the picture of the athlete, a man who is striving for the mastery. And it says, if a man contend in the games, yet is he not crowned if he has not observed the rules. Friend of mine, in order to engage in an athletic contest, you have to be able to abide by the rules. Let me illustrate that. In 1912, the Olympics were held in Sweden. There was an American there, a young Indian by the name of Jim Thorpe, and he won many honors, many gold medals. In fact, the King of Sweden said, "Jim, you're to be congratulated. You are the greatest amateur athlete in the world today." Sometime later, it was discovered that Jim Thorpe had spent one summer playing baseball for the grand sum of $5 a week. And for that, he was disqualified, and he had to send back his Olympic gold medals. He wrote to the King of Sweden, and he said, "I'm only a poor, ignorant Indian, and I did not know that the fact I had accepted $5 a week one summer for playing on a baseball team had made me a professional. I did not mean to deceive." It's a heartbreaking story, but it actually happened. How much more heartbreaking will it be when people stand before Almighty God and find out that they weren't even on the team, much less abiding by the rule book? Now, the rule book of God, the rule book he gives that tells you how to qualify as an athlete and to contend on His team, says that you must be born again. It says you must acknowledge you're a guilty rebel, a lost sinner, and come before God, and in believing faith, trust Christ as your Savior. When you do that, He says, "I'll give you eternal life. I'll put you on my team, and then you can live by the rule book for my glory." Why don't you do it today? My, how He'll bless you. Amen.